Well, this is a first.
No, it's a second.
Because it's the second.
We've been here before.
We've been canned.
We've been canned again, boys and girls. Some of you know this. Some of you who are follow our Facebook page and who follow the unofficial Kathy and Judy Facebook page, which was put up the last time we were canned. But the schedule is changing at WGN. Our dear friend, whom we love and admire, John Williams, is coming back. The weekday schedule is kind of being jiggered around. John's going to take the 1-3 shift that Bill and Wendy normally have. They're still going to be on in the morning and do an hour on the stream. And John is going to come in and do Saturday mornings. Right. He's going to be in our slot.
And he did not ask for this slot.
No, he did not.
He was told by management that this was the slot he was going in.
Right. He didn't say, can I take the girlfriend's show away from them?
Right.
So just don't be pissed off at John. Right. Don't be mad at John. We love John. And if anybody can keep girlfriends here on Saturday morning, it's John Williams.
There was an irony that I don't mind.
No, please share. Yeah.
We had a meeting scheduled for 1 o'clock on Monday with management. And in the morning when we woke up, we found in our mailbox that we had gotten a ratings bonus, that our ratings were strong enough that they merited
a bonus.
We're going in. We're going in thinking, well,
oh, this is cool.
This is good. You know,
they probably want to give us more
8 hours.
Right.
Right. We're so hot.
Oh, this is going to be great. You know?
And
then we left.
Then we,
knowing that wasn't the case. So,
yes. Right.
So as we said on our Facebook page, and it's kind of interesting because last time this happened, Facebook was still a little bit new. It was it 09 or 10? I can never remember. 09. And we were told you have to take down your Facebook page. And that can't be the case anymore. Our Facebook page is going to stay up.
Our trip to Provence is still going to go on.
Right.
You know, that'll be happening.
And what we want to do today with this show is what has been a mainstay of this show from the beginning, and that's laugh. And some of you have CDs. Which are a lot of laughing. And did you ever find that the hidden track, Kristen?
Yes, I sure did.
Kristen found the hidden track of laughing. And
I have it queued up, too.
Oh, she did.
So it's ready to go whenever you want it.
Right. So we want to hear from you on the phone, on text, 312-981-7200. When you look back, what was the thing that made you laugh the hardest, whether it was something Steve said or Rod Sierra did or one of our listeners did? This is a good time for us. It's like at funerals. I hate funerals that
we're celebrating our life.
Right, exactly. It's like when funerals when people go, "Oh, she's in a better place." Well, we're not. Okay.
But wait, you'll be back. You'll be back in 2021, right?
That's right. If the schedule continues, right? Somebody else will come in and bring us back. Yeah, Walker Radio. I lost my train of thought, but.
That's part of what we do historically
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. It's something we do really well. So 312-981-7200, what happened on this show over the years, either the first time around or the second time around, that made you laugh a lot? I'm looking for, I don't know what I did with my purse. I'll find it.
We
anyway,
do that a lot,
one
too.
Of our,
we lose our things.
One of our listeners sent us a message. I want to do it in his words, so
Kathy,
I'm going to dig it up.
Fix your camera so I can see your cute face.
Okay, stand by. In the meantime, Kristen, do you have that laughing thing queued up? This was from early on. This is when Kurt Vanderaa was our producer. We're not going to do a lot of clips today because that's what we did last time. Last time we announced that we were going off the air, we didn't take any calls at all. Kristen Decker, who's been our producer on the Saturday incarnation of our show. Kristen sat in the studio and took call after call after call of sad people. And what was your response, Kristen?
What? I just cried right along with
them. I know. Didn't you say, I'm sorry, we're not taking any calls today.
Yeah, I had to, unfortunately, the first time around, management was gave me a script.
Oh,
to say
did they?
To
oh.
the girl, you know, that we weren't taking any calls.
Okay.
And it was, you know, just business management change.
But better,
you know,
for the world in general.
Blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. So right. I had to, you know, and I was fairly new at the station, so I didn't want to get in trouble. But I would say the line, and then I would be like, I'm really sad too, girlfriends. I'm sorry. Bye. But this time around, the management said, no script. You can
okay.
talk to the girlfriends.
Yeah.
And also, you know, if you want to contact us, because of this, there is the Facebook page,
right?
And it's probably not good radio. It's just not good radio to have you express what we appreciate you feel,
right? And we know it. I mean, many of you have posted on the Facebook page. Somebody there are some questions that keep coming up. Number one, will there be a podcast of this show? Will they allow this show to be podcast on the WGN site, even though we've been fired?
My guess is yes.
Okay.
I don't see why.
Right.
I don't see why not.
Right. We hope that's the case.
I will have it and I will put it somewhere else.
Okay. All right. Great.
And it will be on broadcast wherever that lives on our Facebook page.
Okay. Great. Perfect.
But there won't be a new podcast. There won't be new podcast.
Right. This is a question that comes up a lot. Will you guys do a podcast? And the answer is no.
We can't do it because of the format of the show, because it has to be live interaction with you.
Right. And listeners. And that's what our show has always been. And that's why it is, why we love it. Because it's not just Judy and Kathy. It's Judy and Kathy and this wonderful camp of listeners out there who are willing to share their stories and their lives and funny things and sad things. And that's what's been great. So jump in if you want. If you've got a memory of some funny stuff that you remember from the Kathy and Judy show, give us a call or send us a text at 312-981-7200. And when we come back, we'll start with some laughing.
And now,
oh, God.
The end is near.
Okay, that's okay.
The final curtain. Thank you, Bob Ferguson. Oh, God. Kristen, do you have something you want to key up? This is from one of our CDs.
This is from the Does This CD
Make
Us
Look
Fat?
Okay, it's a hidden track, which meant it wasn't mentioned on the listing of what was on it. But if you kept the CD on after the last thing finished, then this came up, and this is about laughing.
Thursday on the Kathy and Judy Show.
We're very proud to announce the first annual Kathy and Judy Taste of Haiku.
And now here to demonstrate the writing of a haiku poem is our producer, Kurt Vandera. Kurt?
Leaves float on water, gently cascading southward. I like feta cheese.
See how easy it is, boys and girls? We were very silly. But you know, I just noticed something.
Oh. I'm going to wet my pants.
How about that for your last time? I'm
going to
wet my pants.
I will wet my pants.
The ultimate compliment from a person our age. That's so funny. I'm going to wet my pants.
Okay. How easy it is, boys and girls.
All right. That's what we're doing today. We're laughing a lot because
now, Kathy,
there's... What?
I hear a difference in our voices.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
They're
younger.
Higher. I think we're going toward gravelly.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, get off my lawn. All right, this is Susan. Hey, Susan, what's made you laugh?
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say I'm so mad. I'm going to miss you guys.
Thank you. We're going to miss you, too.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Anyway, way back when, before the first can, I think, you had a show, Sex Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember that?
Sure.
So... I was listening to the show. I don't even remember the topic. Whatever it was probably very funny. But I'm in the car, and I called, and Judy was talking to me, and she heard my GPS, who's this Australian accent. And he said something, and she goes, oh, wait a minute. Who's in the car with you? And I said, nobody. And she said, well, I heard somebody. And then I said, oh, it's my GPS. And we got into this whole thing about his accent. And she goes, what do you think he looks like? And then I had to describe what I thought my, you know, Australian GPS guy looked like. And if I think I would want to sleep with him or something.
Well, that probably came up. Do you remember, Susan, how Sex Thursday came about? One of our girlfriends, I wish I could remember her name, called us once and said, I clean houses for a living. And I have noticed that when I am at a particular client's house, you almost always are talking about sex. And she said, that happens to be on Thursday. Or I think we asked, what day of the week is that? And she said, Thursday. And from that point on,
we decided to anchor it.
Yeah, did we do Sex Thursday every week? I think we did for some time.
We did, and we would come into the offices, and we would come in, and we would go, "What's our Sex Thursday
Say
question?"
Topic.
You know,
right.
Because we had to sort of ride the difference between being—you didn't want to be too gross, but almost too gross,
right? And there were times when people felt that we were, but we realized at the last time that we got fired. That we had covered over the years since Sex Thursday started, that we had covered over 150 different topics relating to sex. So
Steve's being the favorite of Girl with Girl.
Oh, that's right.
He said that was the best segment, not just Sex Thursday segment, but the best segment of all time.
Susan, thanks for reminding us of that.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Oh, speaking of Steve Bertrand. Hey, dude.
Hey, you guys did that girl-girl thing again?
Yeah. You're going to make sure you keep listening?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, sure. Was that your favorite?
That was my favorite. And I got to tell you, you know, so we're all older, right? I just got back from Walgreens and bought my oximeter that measures my pulse and everything.
Why?
Well, I just have to do it for a few reasons. But so I kept walking around the house, and my pulse stayed at 95. I couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. And then I took the plastic cover off. And turns out I'm in better shape than I thought.
Welcome to our world. Steve, you over the years have been such a sweet and important part of this. So thanks to you for that. We've missed you the last couple of years when you decided not to do Saturdays anymore. And, well, wait a minute, you were doing business lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know how much I love both of you guys.
We do.
How much I'm going to miss.
Right back at you.
Hearing you. And
we'll go listen to your Kathy and Judy CDs because you're a huge part.
A little bit.
And you can call us on our actual phones, too, if you really want to hear us, which I know you couldn't possibly call us. But
you know, you have to give me your numbers.
Okay. Love you.
I love you, too. Have a great day.
Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
All right. This is Diane. Morning, Diane.
Hi.
Hi.
What made you laugh?
Well, I used to laugh.
Diane, wait a minute. Diane, are you in your bathroom?
I am.
Are you on the toilet?
I'm going, no, I'm hiding because my children are still sleeping.
Oh. You've got your kids trained to sleep till 10:24?
They're teenagers.
No, teenagers.
Oh, okay. That's not trained. Okay.
So I used to laugh at all of the things that, you know, when I was younger, that, you know, like the forgetfulness, the sending your kids to college. I'm like, how could they be so upset? And then I was just thinking when I heard this, oh, my God, I'm going to turn 45 and I get it. My kid's in college. I have teenagers. And then I laughed out loud because I am 45. I didn't even know how old I was.
How did that happen?
I get it. And I get it.
Well, bless your heart. We're glad you were a girlfriend and remain one.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's Vince the Garbage Man.
Oh, yay.
Hi, Vince.
But he changed jobs.
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
Hi, Vince.
I know your real name.
Yes, you do.
Yes. It's Mark. But go ahead, Vince.
It's not a real big secret, I guess. But, you know, I mean, I truly going to miss you guys. I expressed that on Facebook. But, you know, just to bring up something with Steve, you know, I always loved hearing how smart and well-educated Judy was. But then when you get a white dishwasher, you think you got a blue one.
That is.
It's the complete opposite of what I thought Judy was.
That's a favorite. That's a favorite that comes up again and again. Did Kristen pull the? I don't know if Kristen pulled that one or not. Did you pull that one, the blue dishwasher, Kristen?
I can definitely get it queued up after news.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you, Vince.
Vince, we'll miss you.
Thanks for being a girlfriend. All right, and speaking of Vince, this is Janine. Hey, Janine.
Hey.
Hello.
Understand your call is about Vince.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
So, one Christmas Eve, we were driving in the car, and my three kids were in the back seat of the car, and you were reading the Christmas letters where the people refer to all of their ailments.
Yes.
And you kept referring, there were several different letters, and it was Vince this had this problem, Vince had this problem, and my young daughter in the back seat, she was probably about, I don't know, 6 or 7. Oh, my gosh, I feel so sorry for that Vince. He has so many things wrong with him. We had to tell her it wasn't all the same guy.
And, Janine, we once had somebody, actually, I think this has happened more than once, that somebody calls and says, I have lived, whatever, 58 years, or, and I have never met a Rhonda, and yet you have so many Rhondas calling into your show. And I can't remember what the circumstances were, but at one point, Judy, we started with Rhondas. Judy said, well, if you don't want your real name, if you don't want to say your real name, just say your name is Rhonda. So every now and again, we'll get a call from somebody that says, my name is Rhonda, really. It's really Rhonda. So, and it's the same with Vince, because we came up with that for guys that didn't want to identify themselves. Well, Janine, thanks. Glad you were listening.
Okay, it was great. Always loved it, everything. And your conventions. So much fun.
They were.
My mom and my sisters.
They were fun. Yep. Thank you, Janine.
And I have your CDs from it.
Well, keep listening and keep laughing.
Okay.
All right, take care. And speaking of people that you once thought were smart but turned out to be stupid, this is Megan.
Hey.
What?
I didn't turn out to be stupid. I just have stupid holes in my
brain. And apparently I do, too. This is Megan with one of them.
Hi. First of all, I've listened to you since I was 13. I'm now about to turn 23 in March.
Uh-huh.
I've listened to you for an entire decade. You are how I learned sex ed on Sex Thursdays, because I did not hear it off. That was I was going to Catholic school growing up, so you were how I learned about all that.
Oh, gosh. Glad we could be of service, Megan.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mine was when Kathy bought a paper shredder, and she was super excited about it, and then was like, oh, that's smart that there's a child lock, and you put your credit card in the credit card slot of the paper shredder, thinking that it would unlock the paper shredder, but you stood there as you slowly watched your credit card turn into a bunch of little diamonds, but you were super excited that it had diamonds.
I remember that. Yep, that was one of my favorites, too. And then I had to wait to get the new credit card.
Uh-huh.
Megan, we're glad we've seen you through a couple generations.
Oh, yeah, 10. And now my girlfriend and I listen every Saturday morning, and we consider ourselves your most legitimate girlfriends, because we're actually girlfriends. We're dating. So
that's great. Good for you. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A long vacation this is gonna be. Every night this summer, save your love for me.
So sexy.
I jump in my car and drive clear across town.
That's Ricky when he was about 13.
Oh, I was just gonna say, it sounds like his voice hasn't changed. But interesting that it should start with a long vacation. Kathy and Judy back. If you're just tuning in now and haven't been paying attention to Facebook in the last week or so, this is the second time we're saying goodbye. And
not by our choice.
Not by our choice. A lot of changes going on here, and we wound
up. We're one of them.
Yes, we are. We're two of them, actually.
We have been summarily fired.
Yes.
Yet again.
Yet again. So what we're doing today, rather than make it a funeral, is to make it a place where we can all laugh about stuff that's happened. And one of the things that keeps coming up, because we have asked you, what were the things that made you laugh? And Angie, yours comes up again and again and again.
Hello.
Hi, Angie.
Hi. No, the funniest thing I ever heard was Judy being perplexed about the color of her dishwasher.
Well, apparently a lot of other people have found that pretty hilarious as well. So we figured maybe this is a good time to play that back.
It could be. It made me go to the washroom twice.
Oh, that's it's got two. It got five toilets.
Exactly. The ultimate compliment. You made me pee my pants. Thanks, Angie.
Bye.
And for those of you who remember this with fondness, as we do, here it is.
Judy has a confession to make.
Okay, this is true. I don't understand when people they redecorate their kitchens or they redesign their kitchens and they spend 3 weeks looking for cabinet knobs. You know, they have to have opinions on all that stuff.
Some people care about
that. I know.
We did our kitchen a year ago, coming up on a year ago.
And?
We still don't have the knobs.
The knobs of your dreams.
Right, yeah.
The knobs of your dreams.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe because we're lucky and we have this job, so we have opinions on so many things. I'm opinionless in almost the entire household appliance arena.
If it works, that's fine with you.
If it's there, I'm happy. So when my dishwasher met a noble end this weekend, I decided simply to look in my consumers and select it's my replacement dishwasher.
Okay. So you did.
So I did. So I phone. So
the appliance company.
The appliance company. And I've done this with TVs. I've done this with refrigerators. I've never had a problem. I completely feel smug because I'm not schlepping. I'm not parking. I'm not dealing with somebody.
I want the Farquhar 450 double door.
Send it on out. Right. You know, I'll be home on Wednesday.
Right.
It shows up.
Okay. This is the one that Consumer Reports says was the one that you needed.
It says,
kitchen.
For this price, for doing, six dishes a month.
Right.
This is a really good dishwasher.
Right.
So it's noisy. Okay, fine.
Okay.
It has turquoise, where the controls are. It is so butt ugly.
Why would they do that? Do you have another choice?
Well, Kathy, I don't know what to do. I mean, I feel like you walk into my kitchen and you see a turquoise strip.
The control strip.
I bet you can tell from the entry foyer.
Probably the reflection.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking years of having perfected
in
my
appliances.
System, and it bites me in the backside yesterday
afternoon.
That
seems like such a stupid thing to do.
Well,
I'm
going to call up and see if GE has a replacement panel.
Maybe you could just go Southwestern.
Get some of those coyote things. Coyotes and cactus.
And now I feel
you see a lot of them in secondhand stores these days.
You get string of hot peppers, red
That's
peppers.
Right.
I mean, and I did what you said.
Dreams 1986.
I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Margarita glasses.
To Adobe walls.
You could get an Adobe. You can get, honestly, I've seen
Adobe
refrigerator.
Light switch covers. So it could be like you're turning on your teepee.
Right. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Problem
Elaine.
Solved.
This
Elaine
is like, this
may
is
have
not...
solved your problem. Elaine?
Yes, my husband calls me the contact queen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not putting contact paper in my life for Pete's sake.
Well, either you that or duct tape. Come on.
You put turquoise in your kitchen.
Duct tape is silver.
And I know when I go to sell my house, they'd say it's a really nice house, but it has turquoise control
boards. Wait a minute. Lori? What?
Hi. I happen to own a cabinet company, and we do a lot of kitchens. A lot of chrome plating is covered with turquoise plastic, and you have to peel the turquoise plastic off to see the chrome.
You're just trying to make me feel better.
Lori, no, I'm really not.
Next time you have a solution like this, call us first.
Okay. Wait. I thought you were going to say you could make me a cover.
No, that's
no,
true.
No, wait a minute. Jerry?
No.
Jerry?
Hi, Judy. I had the same thing with my dishwasher. It's a protective covering. It comes off.
Thank you, Jerry.
Can I go home now?
Thank you, Lori.
I'm very disappointed in
no, but food. It says on the covering, it says start, stop, hot, pots.
No, but this is a clear plastic covering that protects that control panel, which is probably some sort of metallic.
It's probably magenta for underneath. The,
for the move, you know, for the move and
it's
everything.
It's got a picture of pinatas, I know.
So, so it's if you go home and peel off, find the corner of it, and just start
Steve,
peeling.
I should have done this when Steve wasn't here.
Don't do it until we come over and can watch you.
No, what if it's real, though?
I can't imagine that it's real. Why would any company put turquoise on the front of a white appliance and think the consumers would be happy with
it? Kathy, it has writing on it.
No, it has writing under it.
No, it has white writing on it. I'm going to cry.
What's the white writing?
It says remove before using.
I can't imagine that the president of the company won't be there to help you, Judy.
Can I come over and take pictures for the webpage before you take the strip off?
Yes.
Okay.
What if it's not? What am I going to do?
It is.
It is. I'm sure it is.
You don't think I picked the one dishwasher in America that still has turquoise?
No.
If anybody could.
We'll be over for quesadillas later.
It was nice to hear Mike Mathis's voice on there. We haven't heard Mike on WGN for a long time. All right, this is just by way of offering that Judy is not the only one who is sometimes dense. Wait a minute. We're trying to cue up my density moments. 312-981-7200 is our number. A lot of you are texting. A lot of you are calling. We're going to try to get to as many of you as we can. And hopefully nobody's not going to get tended to. Are we good, Kristen? No?
Don't you think it's ironic that I have a Southwest...
That you have what?
That I now have a Southwest
That's
kitchen
right.
and am broadcasting from it.
That's
and there's no turquoise in here.
That's right. When Judy's in Arizona during the wintertime, she's in a Southwest sort of mode. All right. Here's me being dense.
I have copped many times on this program to being a person who does not read instructions. I found out a year after I got my new camera some of the things it was capable of. Courtesy of my friend Jenny, who has the same camera. She read the instructions. Last night, yesterday afternoon, I had to go get a new shredder. I like to shred my stuff before it goes in the garbage, and my one that I've had for several years just wasn't working anymore. So I stopped at Office Depot and got a $30 shredder and came home. And it's a little bit smaller than the one I had before, but you know, it seems pretty straightforward.
They're very
simple.
Seems
pretty straightforward. It's got the slot to put the paper in.
Forward, back. Plug in.
Right. This one, however, shreds them into diamond shapes.
Lovely.
It's not stripped. So it's going to be harder for somebody to put together my Visa bill on their dining room table with all the diamonds. So I take the shredder. I put it in the little basket that it comes with. I plug it in. And I look, and there's a slot that says, insert credit card here. And I thought, what a smart idea, because a little kid, in terms of safety, a little kid is not going to have a credit card. So a little kid couldn't mess with the shredder if you have to sort of put the credit card in to unlock it. So I went.
No,
and got,
no, no.
I went and got my debit card.
Oh, no.
No. And stood there. It was in slow motion.
Yes.
Sucks in. My debit card and shreds into 100 diamond shaped pieces.
Were you just talking to Judy on the phone prior to that?
And I just thought, what the?
So,
you know, I think you were dumber than me.
You think so?
I say that with great love and affection, but yes, I think you are dumber than me.
Not that long ago, we got a call from, I can't even remember what the topic was, but we got a call. Well, here, Sylvia remembers it. Hey, Sylvia.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're okay.
I'm laughing so hard, but I'm crying on the inside. I'm going to miss my girls.
We're going to miss you guys, too.
We are.
But your favorite was?
Well, I have many, but I'm going to do one from the second coming of Kathy and Judy.
Yes.
This is more recent. There was a woman, and I also don't remember the original topic, but she called. She was a virgin, and she was getting married for the first time.
but she was, I believe, 57 years old.
We remember
and
this.
So the, right? I mean, I just can't forget it. And then, you know, the conversation ensued, and then she said that she was marrying a man who was also her age and also a virgin, and he was 58.
And we were beside ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, we were all just stunned. And Judy said, wow, where did you meet each other? And Kathy said, without missing a beat, the Coma Survivors Club?
I do amuse myself. Well, do you remember the call?
Every time I think of that.
I forgot about that. Sylvia, do you remember the call that followed that call?
No. Oh, all the right. Lady that got mad?
Yeah. Well, we have that clip standing by, so keep listening.
Ooh, I will. Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Is that after the lady that got mad at us?
Yes, it is.
For being mean.
Here we go.
When's your wedding?
In September.
Well, we wish you luck and happiness and great sex, Amy. We have one caller, and her name is Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie. Hi. I've been listening, and I can't believe how you treated this lady that was just on. Some of us have a different opinion, and we don't treat marriage as just sex, which you constantly put out. Marriage, to some of us, is a sacrament. And Judy, I thought you were, did you get married in the Catholic Church?
I did.
Well.
And I was a virgin, not a technical
virgin. I didn't say anything about that.
Why were you interested if I was married in the church?
Well, you keep saying, the way you treat marriage and everything else, it's like a joke. I mean, I couldn't believe how you treated this lady that was just on.
Well, Marie, first off,
a shocking call.
Yeah, Amy called and volunteered that she was a virgin at 51. Amy and you apparently are regular listeners of this show and know where Judy and I stand on most things, right?
You didn't have to put her down like you did.
I don't think we put her down.
I think after this conversation, it's the last time I'm listening to you because you don't treat. I guess I came up in the old school and we were taught differently, and the world has changed so much now that everything that is good is bad, everything that is bad is good.
Those are some sweeping generalizations.
Marie, and you know what my concern was truly was that if you have waited 51 years for something, whether it's a particular food or an experience or sex,
she wasn't waiting for sex. She was waiting for someone she could love, and that would come with it. But you're putting that ahead of everything else.
I'm just saying I hope it's as good an experience as she hopes that it will be. That's
well,
all. I think
you downgraded her very much.
Marie, I don't think they did, Marie. I'm sorry to take issue with you.
I think they did. I don't need your opinion.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's open-minded. The last time I'm listening to your show.
If you want to call me, I'll be here in the newsroom.
Marie?
I was waiting for a hang-up call during that conversation anyway. We have lost Marie.
I'm betting Marie is listening today.
Hey, Marie.
Marie, give us a call. 312-981-7200. So many texts coming in, so many calls. Let's whip through a bunch of these calls about things that have made you laugh on our show. This is Judy. Hey, Judy.
Hi.
Hi. What was your favorite laughing situation?
My favorite call was the guy that picked up a turtle, a big, huge, snapping turtle, and was saving it from being run over by a car and put it in the back of his car. And I don't know if he was going to put it, you know, take it to a pond near wherever. The thing started crawling over the back of the car. Get him.
I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
My husband did that one time. But we didn't put it in the car. He just got it off the road and headed it in the opposite direction, but
in the same vein, thank you, Judy. In the same vein, speaking of things in cars, we had a great caller who transported medical waste. Remember the Vince who transported meth?
Tumor.
It was a tumor that flew forward when he braked. This is Patty. Which show do you remember, Patty?
Popping the Barbie doll heads. You had a conversation about women and psychological issues and whatever, and somebody, one of you started talking about, did you actually change your Barbie doll clothes when playing with Barbies, or did you take, one of you took the shortcut by popping their heads? I had to pull off the side of the road. I was roaring. And I, at the time, too, I had to use the bathroom, so it made an extra long drive for me.
There we go.
That conversation, because I, too, used to change my Barbie dolls before I caught the school bus, so they'd be dressed for the day for whatever their profession was, and I got tired of changing the clothes because it meant less time for me to get ready, so I started just popping their heads.
Just change it. That's great, Patty. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to miss you girls tremendously.
Thank you.
For a while.
Thanks very much.
Give me the big city.
keep laughing with your other girlfriends. This is Jody. Hey, Jody.
Hi.
Hi.
So my mom and I used to listen to you guys all the time when I was little. So I think I was maybe 7 or 8. We were driving, and it must have been a Sunday, and someone called to get a football score, and I think it was Judy, and you made up some crazy score, like 68-72 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was young, so I thought it was true, and my mom was dying laughing and almost like ran us off the road because you told this lady it was the wrong score, and I couldn't figure out why she was laughing because I was gullible, but she was like crying laughing. It was so funny. That's the biggest,
is your mom like, still around?
Of... Yeah.
Still a bad driver?
She's kind of scary sometimes.
Okay. we got that, Jody. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Thank you. We're trying to whip through some of these calls. Hey, Dave, what was one of your favorites?
Hey, you guys. You used to have that no stupid question day that was just
stupid free zone,
right.
Yes, but I'm an old-time guy. You guys took me to Kathy and Judy Day at Wrigley Field.
Okay, we remember that.
What year was that? Do you know what year?
Oh, Lord.
I can't remember, but I can remember what you're about to say.
We get to our seats. We finally all get to the seats, and you stuck around. We were way out in the far end.
They were the crappiest seats in the park. We figure we're taking a bunch of listeners. What a cool thing this is going to be.
And WGN, we were related to the Cubs then.
Broadcast the Cubs. Oh, this is going to be great. And we were up in the nosebleed section behind posts. And we remember that, Dave.
You guys were interviewed that day on the radio. You even said something about, hey, I think our seats are in Milwaukee.
Dave, glad you were there.
Thank you.
Hope
you come back again.
Bless your heart. Thank you. And quickly, this is Pam. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
And Judy. The one clip from your CDs was the avid gardener that you are, Judy, or Kathy, excuse
yes.
me. When Friday night, you took your jeans off, you took your underpants off, you put your nightgown on, you went to bed. The next morning, you got up early. Oh, I'm just going to slip my jeans on. And you slipped your jeans on, and you went out to the garden. And this was, I believe, a community garden.
Yes, it was.
And you're working, and a little while later, out pop at the bottom of your pants, your underwear from the night before.
And there followed some great calls from people who'd had the same experience at the Jewel. I remember people who said they'd done the same thing and saw their underpants falling out of the bottom of their jeans in the produce section.
That was one of my favorites. And
thank
I'm
you, Pam.
Girls.
And we thank
okay.
you. And we did name you. A CD, that particular CD, Underpants in the Garden.
It's such a pity to say goodbye to you.
Kathy and Judy back. For those of you who may just now be tuning in, this is happening again. This is our last show.
Yeah.
A couple things I want to mention. Number one, Veronica just mentioned that accident on the Eisenhower this morning. I witnessed it. I was right behind it and pulled over and stayed with the kids that had been in this car, and they were pretty messed up. And I came into it delayed my arrival here by about 15 minutes. And I came into the studio, and Kristen was here, and Bob Ferguson, our wonderful engineer, was here, and I lost it. I just, half an hour before the show, I was here in the studio and didn't realize, how emotional I was about this. The last time I lost it on the air. I'm not going to do that this time. But I was reminded that in an instant, these kids' lives changed. They had a beat up old van. They were, the van was probably never going to run again. And life can change just in an instant. So it was just a good reminder for me that, what, Jude?
I was just going to say, and also the relativity of
right.
things to be sad about.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
know.
That for these kids who left the scene in an ambulance, and kids, I say they were probably in their early 20s, this may be the worst day of their lives. And I hope it's not. But anyway, I'm thinking this probably is not the worst day of my life. Maybe up there. but anyway, so there's that. The second thing is we are keeping the Kathy and Judy page on Facebook. We have made it a kind of a policy over the last many months not to start in on politics. You guys know, even those of you who don't agree with us, know where we stand. We're very left-leaning. We're very liberal. So I don't have to enunciate exactly what that means. When we keep the Kathy and Judy page on Facebook, we may not do politics. We may address politics on that. We will respect anybody's differing opinion. We will not respect name-calling. If you decide to name-call, if you go into whatever, either side, name-calling somebody else, you're going to be blocked from the page, period, paragraph. Not because you have a different opinion, but because you couldn't do it respectfully. So that's just fair warning on that. And the third thing is, and this was interesting timing, I'm very involved with the People's Resource Center in Wheaton, Illinois. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. Check out their Facebook page. It's People's RC for resourcecenter.org. And several weeks ago or months ago, Judy agreed that she, along with me, would do one of our stand-up radio appearances, which we haven't done in years, as a benefit for PRC. And we're still doing it in April. So if any
that'll
of you...
That'll be on the Facebook page.
That'll be on our Facebook page. It's on People's Resource Center's Facebook page and on their peoplesrc.org page. So we'd love to see a bunch of you girlfriends. I think it's going to be out of Cantini. So we'd love to see a bunch of you out there. And that'll be in April.
And I have one thing to add.
Yeah.
And that is, there's a piece of kind of... when you think sports, you think Kathy and Judy.
Yes.
And there's a kind of sports synchronicity to the fact that our first show was on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
And our last show is the
right
day before Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I
never.
Know.
Did you think of that yourself?
All by myself. I thought I had a turquoise dishwasher.
That didn't occur to me. Apparently, promos for the show have been running today. I can't even remember what the topic was that said we were going to talk about, but we cut that before we got fired, so we're not doing that. So don't be waiting for that topic to be addressed.
And another thing to remember about John Williams will be in this time slot
starting in March.
No. Oh, starting in March.
Right.
We don't know who's going to be here next
Mm-mm.
week. Right.
Not us.
But John will did not ask for that time slot. It was management driven. And don't be mad at him and support him. Because
right.
he's a great friend of ours. We really love that man.
Right. Exactly. Very smart. Very funny. And we hope that you will love him as you have loved us and support him as well.
I bet you never thought we'd be that gracious.
And while we think of it, while we're moving on, Kristen Decker, our longtime, our producer, is also moving on. And this was totally coincidental. Here, Kristen, you tell people where you're going.
I'm excited to have an opportunity to move into a special events producer role for the company Accenture. They have a broadcast division, and it just lined up perfectly with my skills. And sometimes they say it's the right decision when the timing is perfect, and it was just perfect timing.
Oh, that's great. Well, you
can
know
you
how
jeans?
We would. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I think I can wear jeans.
You can wear jeans? Okay. I
probably won't the first couple of weeks just to get the lay of the land, but I think I can.
There's no dress code there that says you have to dress like a woman.
No, okay. I don't have to wear skirts or anything outdated like that.
Okay, good. And Bob Ferguson, who has been our producer since we returned. I used to run the board before we got fired the first time. I ran my own board. And when we came back, I can't remember if I didn't know how to do it anymore. However it worked out, Bob Ferguson took over engineering duties on this show. Became ever more complicated when Judy started to broadcast from Arizona, from her kitchen in Arizona, as she is now. And Bob has had to coordinate buttons and bows and Skypes and everything else. And Bob is also the one who pulls most of the music, who finds the perfect music for our coming back from breaks. Bob Ferguson, over the years, has come to be a good friend.
And a part of the team.
And a great part of the team. And we love you, Bob, and we will miss you as well. And Bob is stuck staying here. Bob's not going someplace else where we and Kristen are leaving. In the meantime, we're asking for your calls, 312-981-7200. You can text us. You can call us. We're going to get to as many as we can. This one's for the girls. I think that may have been the one that made me cry last time. Kathy and Judy back. This is indeed our last show once again. What were we going to say, Judy? Oh, we're texts, bunch of texts. Kristen Decker, producer extraordinaire, is going through texts as fast as she can. There's just dozens of them, and trying to put as many as she can up on the WGN page so that you out there can also see some of the other texts that are coming in. And we're trying to whip through a bunch of calls here. This is Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, oh, sorry.
Hi, Dave.
I'm here. Listen. Thank you, girlfriends, for taking my call. We are actually, my wife and I are in the car. We are heading to Chicago from Indiana, and we had to call because we are longtime WGN listeners, and we just heard the very sad news. My wife is literally tearing up about you guys retiring.
We aren't retiring. I mean, we're being put into retirement. We this wasn't our choice,
right?
Oh my gosh! Well, that makes it a little more painful.
anything we can do to help.
No, I had to tell you, and then I'm going to hand. By the way, we're pulled over, so we're not driving.
How appropriate!
You had this terrible incident this morning.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
But I have to pay you guys a compliment.
What's that?
And I go all the way back to Uncle Bobby. That's when I started listening to WGN. I will tell you this. This is just an observation. WGN has kind of moved across the board to the left. And that bothers me a little bit because I'm being honest. I'm a conservative. But I have to tell you, and this is a huge compliment, I always listen to you guys because I love what you say. You guys are honest about it. And you're one of the few left-leaning people, you just said it on your own radio show, that I adore listening to.
Well, bless your heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have always loved our conservative girlfriends that continue to listen to us, even though they may disagree with our point of view. And we're glad that you and Mrs. Dave are two of them.
Well, thank you very much. Do you want to say anything? Because she just loves you guys.
What's Mrs. Dave's name?
Love you guys. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
You betcha.
Okay. Bye-bye. You drive safely now. As we mentioned before, we are going to keep the Kathy and Judy Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Kathy and Judy. And although we have avoided politics on our Saturday show because nobody's going to change anybody's mind, we have focused on doing things that make us laugh and things where it's sort of a safe zone for either side. We can't guarantee that that will necessarily be the case on the Facebook page, and we will entertain all kinds of opinions on that page, but we will not entertain disrespect of any kind. If you're going to call people names, you're going to be blocked, and then you're not on the page anymore. So let's try to keep that dialogue respectful.
Civilized.
Yeah, and civilized. This is, we're just asking you for some of your favorite moments. We're trying to keep it light and laughter-filled, and this is Roberta. Hey, Roberta. Roberta?
We lost you?
I'm going to put her on hold and go to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Kathy and Judy.
It's what we do.
You know what? I did not know that you guys were leaving today. Once again, another great big boo-boo.
Are you on Facebook? Our girlfriend's on Facebook. Had fair warning.
I'm not. Yeah. I need to get on Facebook.
I think you do.
I listened to you back when you were on in the mornings. Then they took you off there, and I've been enjoying listening to you on Saturdays, and then now you're leaving again.
Yeah, what can I say?
I won't make a comment about what I think about it, but nevertheless, I'm not happy about it. But I want to thank you for everything that you do, because I think you make perfect sense, and you let people be who they are, and you don't judge, which I find most admirable in journalism. So the only comment I have to make today is that I was coming back from workout, and I switched on your show, and I happened to catch it at the time when Marie was quite upset about your comments about was getting married. She was.
We just played that. Yes.
And I listened to it, and I thought to myself, okay, I can understand that she might have a little bit of concern about that. But basically, there was nothing that she said that was wrong. And it harkened back to like maybe 50, 60 years ago, when unfortunately women were told that it was their duty.
Just stare at the ceiling and think of the queen.
Something like that.
Right.
So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, we have come such a long way. And yes, kudos to her for waiting this long. But if Marie thought for 1 minute that this lady wasn't waiting to have a good sexual relationship with her husband, then she's not really pretty much dealing in reality. Because if you wait for that, you're hoping that it's going to be good, because it is important in marriage. It is a very big part of the marriage contract.
It is, but it's like waiting 10 years to see Hamilton. You know, you hear so much about it. Everybody's talking about it. It can never measure up to what you think. So,
not in a million.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was so funny because, you know, what you said was good, and you gave her encouragement and you wished her well. And I thought that was the right thing to say. And I'm really glad that women do know about sex and what it is and how important it is.
And that it can be fun.
That it does. It can be fun.
Exactly.
And it matters. You know, and for 100 years, they were told, you're not supposed to like this. You're just supposed to
tolerate
it.
Right. Stephanie.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And speaking of sex, this is Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
What was one of your favorite memories?
Oh, it goes back pretty far. But you told a story of the newlyweds. And on their wedding night, the bride was in the bathroom trying to insert a diaphragm. And she just couldn't get it, and it popped out of her hands and got stuck on the ceiling of the bathroom.
The suction.
And meanwhile, the groom is knocking on the bathroom door asking her what's taking so long.
Whole thing wound up on a CD of people and their
diaphragm stories.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it was one of your nuggets or something.
But something like that.
Every
Sounds
time
like
I think of it, I crack up.
There you go. Then, Wendy, we're glad you were a girlfriend. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I hate to see you go.
We do, too. Thanks. This is Kathy. Hi, Kath.
Hi. 2 weeks into this administration and the powers that be have nothing better to do than to get you two off the air. Not Supreme Court nomination, not Secretary of Education, not immigrant bans or non-bans or temporary restraining orders or any of the rest of that. You guys are part of my affordable health care. Shrink time, medications, and booze. I can just see, again, I will not name names. I know you're banned on that. A certain spokeswoman and her black dress that shows cleavage and her drum majorette coat and hat storming WGN, threatening to pull the license. Is it, I'm ready to storm any Trump property, the White House, Mar-a-Lago, somebody please free Melania.
Well, he's been very busy. I doubt he had anything to do with this one, but we appreciate your point of view, Kath. Thanks.
Okay, they need to lock this in a capsule that you defended him because I'm not buying it.
Oh, well, I didn't exactly defend him, but I
That'll
think he's
be
got
the day.
Yeah, he's got some bigger fish to fry. Actually, we do have to say goodbye. This is, once again, for the second time, our last show on WGN.
Thank you for what you just said. Yeah, that was very kind,
Veronica. Thank you.
No problem. Ladies, you guys rock, and you will continue rocking.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Without microphones.
Yes. People say, is that Kathy and Judy rocking over there? Who the hell are they talking to? So anyway, we're going to take as many calls and as many texts as possible. Kristen Decker, producer extraordinaire, has been in there in the producer's booth taking call after call after call. So it's what she does best, except she's leaving and she's going on to a wonderful job at Accenture. And congratulations for that. And also, again, I think we mentioned this last time. Thank you to all the wonderful producers over the years who have made us look good. I don't want to start naming, well, you know, Beth and Kurt and Randy and Matt and to all of them who have worked behind the scenes, and we got to take credit for stuff that they did. So thanks to all of them for that. 312-981-7200. We're just asking you quickly, what were some of your favorite moments, some of the things that made you laugh on Kathy and Judy? This is Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi.
So much made me laugh, but I remember a joke that you told, Kathy, about a guy in a nudist camp who could carry coffee and a bunch of donuts without a tray. And Kathy and Judy didn't get it. And Steve said, oh, for the love of God, don't explain it to her.
I'd forgotten that joke. Thank you for the reminder, Carolyn.
Thank you for all the fun. I'm going to miss you.
You're welcome. We're going to miss you, too. This is Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi, I'm going to miss you, girls.
Thank you.
You guys did a segment one time where people called in and talked about ways they had injured themselves at home. And a gentleman called in and said he had impaled his hand on a meat thermometer. And as we all laughed about how that would hurt, one of you chimed in and asked what his internal temperature was. And I still laugh about that every Thanksgiving when I'm putting the thing in the turkey. I get a big belly laugh out of my throat.
Thank you for the laugh, Julie, for reminding us of that. Thanks. This is Annette. Sorry to be whipping through these so fast, Annette.
Okay. Kathy, I think you remember, but many years ago, you gave a gift away on Valentine's Day, and I won a weekend at the Hilton.
Uh-huh.
With the main suite upstairs.
Who'd you go with?
Go ahead.
Who did you go with?
I went with my husband.
Excellent. Did you have sex?
Well, of course.
Okay. Good.
I mean, that was a given. Although I have to say, it was my first husband, and I don't have a good track record, so we don't need to go there.
Oh, okay.
I have lost two husbands, one to cancer and one to something else.
One
to a very bad infection. But the funniest thing about that weekend, and I mean, we had a delightful time. It was just awesome. And looking out that window and
pretty
being able
view.
To walk outside, the view was exceptional. But we couldn't, they kept telling us when we checked in, did you invite anybody to come stay with, you know, to share with you? Because there were three bedrooms in the whole suite. And I said, no, we hadn't thought about it. So when we got up to the suite, we started calling people. Nobody was available. No one was available. Everybody had something going. Finally, one friend said, hey, we can make it. We'll come down. And the best part of the whole thing is, the suite up there, the bathroom is unbelievable. And he walked into the husband of the group walked into the bathroom, and he came back out, and he goes, I'll be damned. I've never seen anything like this. And I said, what's that? He goes, you got a water fountain in your...
It's a bidet story.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, Annette, sorry about the loss of your two husbands. Glad you've been a girlfriend through both of them.
Oh, you guys have been a delight, and I have to admit, your sex Thursdays were hysterical.
Thank you. We had about 150 of them, as we figured. This is Roberta. Hey, Roberta, what's your memory?
Well, first of all, it's been a pleasure listening to both of you, and I'll miss you for the second time around.
Yes, thank you.
And I have a memory from several years ago. I believe Judy was talking about sitting on some porch steps with a girlfriend and a teacher and how they would peel the nail polish off of her fingers.
Oh, right.
And I always remember that, and I thought, what a crazy, great childhood memory.
Yeah.
And I've never called before, but I just had a call because I've always remembered that.
Well, you just sneaked in under the wire, didn't you?
I did. I tried, and I was disconnected. My phone went off, and I tried again, and I said, I've just got to call in one time. I've got to say goodbye. And
thank you, Roberta.
I enjoyed you so much.
Thank you. Glad you did. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be back with more calls at 312-981-7200. Yes, we have. On two occasions, we have had the time of our lives. You know, Judy and I never, we were writers. We never figured on radio careers. And the sequence of events that brought us to WGN, and thank you, Lorna Gladstone, for thinking it would be fun to have two women on the radio. It's been really remarkable for us. We've really loved being able to do this and figuring out how it works. It's been interesting because this time when we came back, we figured out a couple of months ago that the best parts of what we ever did before was when we gave time to single callers. And when we came back for only 2 hours a week, we had a tendency to just kind of whip through callers, bip, 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 bip. And finally we said, no, let's go back. And we've had a couple moments in the last couple months when we thought, yeah, that feels really good. So we're sorry that we're not going to be able to be doing
available.
That. Yeah, exactly. To be doing that as much anymore. This is Michelle with a quick memory about her favorite thing that happened on the Kathy and Judy show.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I've listened to you over the years, and I just absolutely love everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you've done for all your girlfriends.
Thank you.
My favorite one, and I even bought the CD so I could re-listen to it, was a segment you did on Sex Thursday about wondering about women who have tried relationships with other women.
Oh, well, yeah. Wasn't it gay till graduation or something like that?
I don't remember, but it always involved alcohol usually, and
right.
They were in their 20s usually. And the best part of the whole story, though, the whole segment, was at the very end, there was a pause, and then Steve said, can I just say this has been my favorite show you've ever done? You guys broke into hysterical laughter, probably everybody else listening. And every time I listen to your CD, I still laugh at that moment.
It's on one of the CDs. And somebody, a couple people have asked on a couple of the pages that this has been posted on. I think some of the CDs are available on Amazon. I think so, or iTunes even. I'm not sure. I think on iTunes you can download them, but if it's a kind of a fun way to look back and see some of the fun things.
Is.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I own two of them, and they get me through many trips, and I've loaned them out to people.
Oh, that's
too,
great.
Oh, that's
thank
sweet.
You, Michelle. Thanks very much.
No, thank you. You bet.
Okay.
So long.
This is Maureen. Hey, Maureen.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your favorite
I followed
moment?
You guys for years when I was a sales rep in Northern Indiana, and my favorite thing is March Madness, when you guys picked out your basketball teams by the color of the uniforms, the cities they were from, whether you like to fly into those or not, or whatever crazy reason you picked your teams. And I think you did pretty well.
I think we did just as well as a lot of people who did it for sports-based reasons. Thanks for that reminder, Maureen.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. This is Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi there. I remember several occasions, and I don't remember particulars, but it involved Max Armstrong and Cesar Romero and how you would say so-and-so dead or alive. Honest to God, for many times, that's how I found out people were actually dead.
And
it was Rod Sierra.
It was Rod Sierra, and it was one of those things where sometimes
tasteless.
We did it a little bit too soon. Who did
Who
we do?
One?
Princess Diana. Was it Princess Diana? Or wait, the news
Dinah
came
Shore?
Over the wires.
Does that sound right?
Maybe
Dinah
it was
Shore?
Dinah Shore. That's oh right. But we had phone calls with the recently deceased.
Right.
That's
and
right.
His imitation of Cesar Romero was spot on. So funny.
That was, God, we've had fun. Thanks for the reminder, Mary Lou.
I have another comment. I know a woman who got married for the first time at 65. She is in her low 80s, and she has been widowed twice.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's right.
Was she a virgin?
Such a late start.
Was she a virgin when she got married? Oh, okay.
But,
you don't have to.
You know what we're interested in.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Bye.
Thank you. This is Chuck, who's been waiting a long time. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, hi, girls. I'm not afraid to admit I'm a girlfriend.
Thank you.
I've been a WGN fan a long time. In fact, I worked there back in 78 to 82 in the radio traffic department. But then I went off on my own, and I wound up cleaning carpet and upstairs. And
okay, you know this is about us,
Judy,
Chuck, don't you?
And yes. I actually, she was nice enough to write me a letter about one of the times I was out there.
All right. Well, we're glad.
Your son, I think, had spilled a whole bottle of rubber cement smack dab in the middle of his bedroom, and I was able to get that out. But you wrote a nice letter for me to the parent company.
Okay.
It's a franchise. So.
All right. Well, Chuck, we're glad you were listening. Thank you. We're glad you're a girlfriend.
And all the best to both of you.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Janet. We're just kind of wrapping this up right now. We're not going to be able to take too many more calls. This is Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
What made you laugh?
Kathy, I remember when you were talking about how when your kids were little and you couldn't afford getting ice cream from the ice cream truck, you convinced your kids that it was a music truck.
Yes.
And then it evolved into a conversation about lies we tell our children.
Yes.
And somebody called in about how they convinced their kids that their dog that they had put to sleep was actually sent to a dog farm in Wisconsin. And they even had like stationery printed up saying that, oh, the dog is doing so well and has so many friends and all this and that. And then I realized that my parents had told us that our dog had been sent up to a dog farm.
Are you the one that called in?
I am.
Oh, Janet, that's one of my funniest things about you said. Until 5 minutes ago, I always thought our dog went to the dog farm.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
One of my great memories.
Oh, my. And that was
so much.
One of the great moments on our show. What a nice way to come full circle.
Thanks for providing it.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Why don't we take care of a little bit of business, and then we'll be back after this. What music is that? Or is that just music? It's just filler music. Kathy and Judy back. We are wrapping up our second last show. We had one in 2009, and we have another one now. We're sorry that we're not going to be on the air here anymore, but it has been what a wonderful, what's the total, 24 years, something like that? We had been on 20 years the first time we were taken off, and then Jimmy DeCastro brought us back, and we've been back on for about 3.5 years, three years and a couple months, and it's just been
great fun.
Great fun. Mostly because you girlfriends out there have been willing to share your lives and your stories and happy and sad with us over the years. A lot of those are on Kathy and Judy CDs. And a lot of you have them, so enjoy those and do a lot of laughing with that. We are going to keep the Kathy and Judy Facebook page because that's ours. And it remains to be seen what form that's going to take or how that's going to move forward. It will probably not be a politics-free zone, but if you would like to join in, I think we've shown that we try to be respectful. And anybody else who wants to have conversations and is willing to be respectful, we welcome that.
But you won't hear us on WGN.
No, you won't hear us on WGN. And we will take off references to WGN off the Facebook page. It'll just be Kathy and Judy. And I don't know what else. Check our Facebook page because there's a link on there to an event that we're going to be doing in April. A benefit for the People's Resource Center in Wheaton, which is just a wonderful operation that I'm very involved with. So we hope to see a lot of you girlfriends there. We're also going to see a bunch of you girlfriends in Provence in May. That is still going to happen. Probably not going to go to another radio station because most radio stations don't do what we do. And we're probably not going to do a podcast because it's too much work for nothing. Anyway, I would guess that a lot of you are thinking about this piece of music the way that we are. And it seems like it would be crazy not to wrap up our last show without this music.
Okay, hold it.
You and I can share the silence, finding comfort together, the way of friends through. And after fights and words of violence, we'll make up with each other, the way old friends.
I love that big organ. Oh, gosh. Thank you, you guys.
May those be your last words.
Thanks, you guys, for being our girlfriends. Thank you for sticking with us, and even when you didn't...
Tolerating us when we've been disgusting.
Right. When we always graded our shows, and some of them were definite C-minuses. So thank you for coming back after our C-minus shows, and... just thank you. It's John Williams, we love you. We wish you wonderful, wonderful success as you return to a weekday show and a weekend show on WGN and Girlfriends. John's going to be here. Be good to him. Love him. And he's a good guy.